and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Gazans are weighing in on President Trump's proposal for the U.S. to take over Gaza, relocate Palestinians, and turn the territory into a resort area. CBS's Chris Livesay spoke to a man who'd be affected.
This president, who is called Donald Trump, comes to us with a new method to displace us from our country where we are rooted. This is our land. We will not get out of it.
Some FBI agents who investigated the January 6th attack are suing after the department handed over their details to the White House. CBS's Scott McFarland.
The agents argue if the list is released or leaked, it would be a national security threat, and they allege agents and their families will be targeted for attack.
New Albany, Ohio Police Chief Greg Jones says officers are looking for an employee suspected of killing a co-worker at a cosmetics company warehouse.
We're doing everything we can to bring this individual into custody and also to ensure the safety of our citizens and the people that work in the community.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin Rapids Legislative Committee met on Tuesday. Alderperson Jake Catnaugh brought a referral to ban the addition of fluoride to the city water supply. Discussion continued for over 45 minutes, with many alderpersons voicing their thoughts for and against fluoride being added. During the public comment period, Wisconsin Rapids dentist William Akey spoke in favor of the beneficial effects of topical and systematic fluoride. He said this is especially true for people who live in poverty and don't have dental coverage. In response to the question of fluoride sourcing, he stated,
"Fluoride is fluoride regardless of source."
Adam Brunig is the water superintendent for the Waterworks and Lighting Commission. He stated that WWLC does not have a medical professional on staff, therefore they defer to the experts.
Our recommendation to the committee is that we continue using it at the 0.7 parts per million range.
The committee voted 2 yeses to 1 no, and the motion to create an ordinance banning the addition of fluoride to the city's water supply passed. The city attorney will create the ordinance, and it will come before the full council. Alderperson Madeline Palmquist brought a referral to make revisions to Chapter 25 of the city's municipal code regarding dangerous animals and dog and cat regulations. The council decided to move forward with several changes to clarify the ordinance. Alderperson Jeff Penskover brought a referral to increase the terms of alderpersons and mayor from 2 years to 4 years. Discussion followed, with the general consensus being the term of alderpersons should not be increased, but it would be a good idea to increase the term of mayor from 2 years to either 3 or 4. The motion passed 2-1. If it passes the full council, it would not go into effect until the next mayoral election. The final item involved creating an ordinance allowing block parties and special events. Everyone spoke in favor of this idea. The motion passed 3-0. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks make a deal. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. Milwaukee is sending Chris Middleton to Washington. The Bucks are trading Middleton and A.J. Johnson to the Wizards in exchange for Kyle Kuzma and Wisconsin native Patrick Baldwin Jr., as well as a second-round draft pick. A pick swap was also included in the deal. Middleton, a three-time All-Star, helped the Bucks win the 2021 NBA title. He signed a 3-year, $93 million contract before last season. The NBA trade deadline is tomorrow afternoon. The Bucks take on the Charlotte Hornets tonight with a tip time of 6 p.m. The WIAA has approved a change to its high school football playoff qualification process. The Board of Control voted this morning to create a wins-based metric for teams to get into the postseason. The new setup will also seed teams in the playoffs, eliminating the need for computer algorithms or coaches voting. In addition, the WIAA also expanded the 8-player football playoff field to 32 teams and moved the start of the season up 1 week to match the start of 11-player football. With Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cusca.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Cloudy today with light snow, even a little light freezing drizzle this afternoon. Our high right around 28. More light snow and freezing drizzle tonight. Could get a half inch, maybe an inch of accumulation. 22 tomorrow. Gradual clearing. It'll be windy with a high right around 30. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now is 10.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a goal.
glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Experience love on the air with WFHR and WIRI. Now through February 13th, tune in Monday through Friday for your chance to win an unforgettable Valentine experience. Romantic dinner for two, exclusive tickets to the Bachelors on Broadway show, a blissful couples massage, and a stunning gold bracelet. Make this Valentine's Day truly special by showering your loved one with exquisite gifts from our cherished locally owned businesses. All thanks to WFHR and WIRI. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to celebrate love on the air.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome TV writer and executive producer of The Soup, K.P. Anderson, and comedian Ben Katzner drops by to discuss his upcoming show in Green Bay. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Buck, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same. It's 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It is Wednesday, February 5th. The average price of a gallon of 2% milk in Wisconsin, $3.07, same as yesterday. The average price of a dozen large eggs here in Wisconsin, $5.17. That's actually down 8 cents from yesterday, which is good news.
Yeah.
That's great. However, if you're going to go to Waffle House,
I knew you're going to say that.
They're going to get you on that end. Yeah, because of the highly contagious and deadly bird flu.
Yeah.
This is making eggs more expensive for restaurants, just like they are for us. National Restaurant Association Executive VP Sean Kennedy says the price increase is especially hard for breakfast-focused restaurants to manage. So in order to dull some of the effect, Waffle House, the Southern breakfast food chain, has implemented a temporary 50-cent per egg surcharge to all of their items as of Monday. Waffle House blaming the ongoing egg shortage caused by the avian bird flu for this hike in egg prices, saying that customers and restaurants are being forced to make difficult decisions. There's no question about it. This is a growing problem.
And you might be saying, well, Jane, Greg, Calvin, there are no Waffle Houses in Wisconsin. That's not untrue. Waffle House does not have a location here, but this is sets now a precedent for other restaurants to do the same, as we actually saw during the pandemic when some restaurants were charging surcharges, I should say adding surcharges to your check for maybe sometimes using a credit card versus a debit card or cash. But also, I went to one restaurant in Milwaukee that just said straight up, we're adding a 20% surcharge so our employees can keep their health insurance and cost of living. And I was like, that's all nice, but that makes the experience very expensive. So, yes, Waffle House not here in Wisconsin, but check your local Denny's. Will that happen there? Will it happen at your local family restaurant?
At your local George Webb.
Let's face it, Waffle House has more money than some of these mom-and-pop places. So to just do a 50-cent per egg surcharge, other restaurants might have to do more, and those restaurants might be located right here in Wisconsin. And it's because of this very bad bird flu going around. So,
yes, and I'm sure it's all going to be under control, Greg, when Robert Kennedy Jr. is confirmed, because that looks like that's going to happen, as the head of Health and Human Services.
You just have a big bunch of cowards in Washington, just a gaggle of spineless wackadoos.
Well, we were talking about this yesterday because a lot of folks are frustrated, and I certainly appreciate and understand that. What can we do? Yes. What can be done?
Yep.
So right towards the end of the show, Susan had texted in about something happening as we speak this morning. Mm-hmm. The Raging Grannies of Madison and Dane County are meeting right now at Ron Johnson's office. That's 5315 Wall Street in Madison. The Raging Grannies of Madison and Dane County, they gathered at 9:45 this morning, but as of 10 o'clock, so about 9 minutes ago, they were planning to meet at Rojo's office. He's not there, of course.
No.
I think if he's not in Florida, he's on Fox News.
Yeah.
That's where you can always find him. But if you are in Madison or the surrounding area and you would like to take part and do something with your frustration and channel it somewhere, join them. Join the Raging Grannies right now. Ron Johnson's office, 5315 Wall Street, number 110 in Madison.
And if you can't attend the rally, then also write your politicians, the ones who represent you.
Call them.
Call them. Let them know. And then make the most of your voice. You are not without a voice. If you are a citizen of this country, if you are live in this state, you can, and you are registered, you can vote. And I know we say it all the time that this is the most important election ever, but these elections are becoming more and more important.
Yes.
And your voice is heard. So you are not powerless. Yes, we are not billionaires. I do not have a senator on my speed dial.
On your payroll.
But hey, when voices speak up, we keep people like Eric Hovde from becoming a senator. We keep things from happening. So you do have a voice. Never forget that.
MyVote.WI.gov.
Yep.
How do I find the numbers for my elected officials? MyVote.WI.gov. Great website. Please take advantage of it. If you do call, we always encourage you to be respectful. At least, in my estimation, if all you have are insults and profanity, you have no argument.
Yeah.
And so if that's how you start off your message, I think it undercuts the underlying message. So again, I suggest that you be polite, but utilize that website. Yeah. MyVote.WI.gov.
Plus the person answering the phone, most likely an intern.
There's some low level, they're like, oh God, another person's yelling at me.
Yeah.
I tell my husband this all the time when he calls businesses to make a complaint. It's like, you realize you're talking to Betsy who has no control over anything.
Yeah.
So please keep that in mind. Something else that is also going on today, and this is kicking off at 11 o'clock. This is from Blue Sky Waukesha. It's called their Project 2025 protest, and that is happening starting at 11 a.m. this morning until 4 p.m. also at the state capitol in Madison, 2 East Main Street. This from Blue Sky Waukesha. This nationwide rally to defend democracy is happening today at our Wisconsin state capitol. So if you feel like getting out and about and doing something with your frustration and channeling it that somewhere, maybe head to Madison. Underway at 11 o'clock this morning until 4 o'clock this afternoon. Brought to you by Blue Sky Waukesha, meeting at the state capitol in Madison, 2 East Main Street.
According to something that was just posted by our very own Maggie Dawn in our politics chat, this is part of what looks to be 50 state, 50 protests around the country. So
great.
This is, once again, people standing up and letting their voices be heard.
We got to do something. We have a very busy show coming up for you today. After the 10:30 news, we're going to spend a little more time talking about Elon Musk and his minions. More disturbing things coming out about this.
Yep.
Boy, they have access to a lot of our stuff.
Yes.
Lots and lots of our personal information. This should be concerning to everyone. I don't care who you voted for. Really.
This is going to affect us all. This really is. This is the beginning of it. And I see people on social media saying, we're just getting started. I'm like, that's not the brag you think it is.
Again, there seems to be this assumption that if you voted for Donald Trump, you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
And none of these things are going to affect you. That's not accurate.
Well, even if you listen to someone like Elon Musk, who said that we're going to go through a couple of years of hardship.
2 years of pain.
2 years of pain.
But it's all going to be worth it, Greg.
So they're just being patient? I don't know. But Social Security doesn't care who you voted for. And if they have access to that information, and this sounds real, this can wander into tinfoil hat territory.
Okay.
I know that. But We're seeing a lot of reports from a lot of different outlets, and Elon himself is saying that he doesn't want people seeing the work they're doing. They want to be in charge of this information. They have been made government employees,
even though they're not, and no one voted for him either.
So it's just as a guy who has a mom who has Social Security and she gets that check, and if they're talking about, you know, they're talking about certain things regarding taxes, I don't know. It's, if this is the beginning, where does it stop? Where does the pain stop?
Tony on the live stream says, I want a Project 2026 to fix all the damage from Project 2025. Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah. And speaking of Project 2025, Andra Watkins is going to be joining us tomorrow at 10:33. We had her on a number of times before the election. She had a Substack called How Project 2025 Will Ruin Your Life.
Yep.
And Russell Vogt, one of the main authors of Project 2025, is now the head of the Office of Management and Budget. So Donald Trump's protestations that he didn't know anything about Project 2025, although he disagreed with parts of it, even though he hadn't read it. Yeah, that was bull.
Yeah, absolute lies. Once again, just always lies.
So we will be kicking that around after the 10:33 news. Darren Von Rudin will be joining us. He is with the Wisconsin Farmers Union after the 11 o'clock news to talk about some of Trump's executive orders and already the impacts that Wisconsin farmers are feeling from that.
Yep.
So, again, you might think, I voted for Trump. I voted for all Republicans. I'm good.
Yep.
No. These policies and these actions are going to affect every single American, especially those of us who can't buy our congressman.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people who call and text us who say that we're crazy and that Trump is doing great work. Okay.
Right.
It'll eventually affect you too, because the rich and powerful do not care about who you voted for. They care that you voted for them. That's all you needed to do.
Well, now they don't need you anymore.
Yep.
Now they don't need you anymore. 855-752-4842. If you would like to join the conversation, Gene from Eau Claire is on the line. Good morning, Gene. Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for your coverage. We're so blessed to have you guys keeping us updated. You know, people need to think, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Because they're already Foxconned once. And also, you know, those people that were close to Trump, you know, that saw what he really was and have been concerned, they've made comments of what they call his voters. He calls his voters basement dwellers. He calls his voters, you know, that he wouldn't go to eat with them or do anything with them. This guy has a gold toilet. All I wanted was one day in jail where he had to use a normal toilet. That would have been a big punishment for this guy.
Yeah.
So, folks, if you're living in La La Land, wake up, because your kids and grandkids are going to suffer from this maniac. So thank you very much, guys. Have a good day. And by the way, I got to say one more thing.
Yeah.
If you think the Republicans are looking out for you, folks, I've been watching them as they vote. They stick right by their guy. So you guys have to break away. Because your representatives that are Republican ain't doing one thing to help you. So have a good day. Thank you, and keep up the great work.
Thanks so much, Gene. Really appreciate it.
Gene has spoken.
We should all be like Gene.
I mean,
she's got more passion, and she is more involved than a lot of people younger than me.
I mean, I'm assuming she's a little bit older than me, and the energy she has, I'm ready for a nap most of the time. She looks, she's like, Greg, we got to do stuff. Get up. We got to do stuff right now.
Let's get involved. Yep. Come on, get off the couch, and let's do it. Tony Zimmerman, right before we go to break. I can't buy a congressman. How much to lease one?
There it is.
That's a very good question, Tony. We'll address that on the other side, and then we're going to talk about bad Brad. That's all on the way. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
If you've thought about contributing to a Roth IRA, but you made too much money during your working years, you can have a second chance through a Roth conversion. As you may know, a Roth IRA provides tax-free withdrawals, provided you've had the account at least 5 years and you're at least 59 and a half. A Roth's income limits may have kept you from contributing. However, you can convert your traditional IRA to a Roth. It's not hard to do, but there's a catch. You'll have to pay taxes on the pre-tax dollars you convert. See your tax advisor before making a conversion. If it's appropriate for your situation, you may find that owning a Roth IRA can benefit you and your family for years. This is Clay Kanoke with Edward Jones in Wisconsin Rapids at 715-421-0958.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you've never stayed overnight on a dairy farm, would you consider it? The Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association hopes you will and is working to position the state as the nation's agricultural tourism destination.
How can we grow agricultural tourism in the state of Wisconsin? Because all of our neighbors are embracing this and they're supporting agricultural tourism because they know it's an economic engine and it makes a huge impact for every taxpayer in our state.
Sheila Everhart is with the association and says from gathering eggs to corn mazes, ag tourism is on the rise. And overnight farm visits kick off as part of the NFL draft in Green Bay. Want to learn more, volunteer, or try your own ag trip? Go to WIAgTourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Good morning. Welcome back. What? I'm not bad.
Brad.
Welcome to Back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane, Matt and Air, Greg Bach, and Sweet Calvi on the board coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Brad Schimmel, of course, running against Susan Crawford. April 1st is the election for our next justice on the Wisconsin State Supreme Court. This from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Allison Durr and Daniel Bice with the bylines. Headline reads, Schimmel campaign acknowledges altering photo in ad to make opponent Crawford look ashamed.
Okay.
Brad Schimmel has acknowledged that a digitally altered photo of Susan Crawford was used because the campaign felt she should look ashamed.
What?
Okay.
What? Brad, are you ashamed of you? Do you have a real-life photo of yourself being ashamed for this behavior?
The ad released yesterday on the what used to be Twitter account for the Schimmel campaign shows Judge Crawford with her arms crossed, looking seriously at the camera as a narrator describes an assault case from the late 90s that went into early 2000s. Of course, they accused Crawford of bungling it. A spokesman for Susan Crawford said the image had been doctored from one of her smiling. He also questioned whether these alterations were made with AI that wasn't disclosed, which would be a violation, of a bipartisan state law that kicked in March. That, of course, the Schimmel campaign denies. Susan Crawford's campaign says Schimmel will try to manipulate images and the facts to hide his own record of failure. A staffer for Brad Schimmel acknowledges that the image had been edited. Altered.
It's altered.
Changed.
It's changed.
It's changed.
And I'm looking at the altered picture right now, and her face doesn't show shame as it just has a look of, what are you doing? As if the picture they created is judging them for changing. I'm not even kidding you. It's got this look of just like, come on, man.
Well, and there's more behind this as well. The ad claims that Susan Crawford didn't bother filing an appeal in time in this sexual assault case that they're referring to. However, important little detail here.
There's always important to know.
The Journal Sentinel archives say it was actually three staffers at the Department of Justice who missed this filing deadline.
Are you telling me that the judge doesn't run down the street in her robe with waving a piece of paper? I need to file extension. So in judges' elections, no matter who the judge is, if they have experience on the bench, that is, you can go back at any point during their career if it's longer than, like, say, 2-3 years. You will find decisions that you can disagree with. You can also find decisions that don't have a happy ending either.
Tragically.
It's this whole thing of, like, we found this case. Yeah, but a lot of judges have these. We have to accept that they happen during the course of their career. Now, if it's happening a lot.
Well, right. And that should be a sign of concern. But again, they're and this happens in a lot on both sides.
Yes.
I wish we had much stronger rulings about campaign ads and lying.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't understand why that's okay. And we're just like, yeah, well, everybody does it.
I wish, okay. I mean, at the very least, I wish judges' races were far more strict on what they can do for campaigning, because these are nonpartisan races.
Supposedly.
Elon Musk. And yet they have to appeal to one side or the other when they should be just saying, this is my record. I'm running for judge. I'm running for this bench. Vote for me. Not surround yourself with police officers, or surround yourself with this group, or surround yourself with this group while saying without saying it. It's just, I don't, judges' races, real tough with me. They're very difficult to accept.
I also think it's important that folks remember, and I saw this on Twitter this morning, how did Brad Schimmel get his current position?
I think the same way that Daniel Kelly got his position.
That's right. Brad Schimmel lost his race for attorney general, and the next day, Scott Walker also lost.
Yep.
The next day, Scott Walker, on his way out, gifted Brad his current job.
Oh, that's
on a bench.
That's not exactly the way that Daniel Kelly got it. Daniel Kelly just was picked for no reason. He had no experience. And his application was thin at best. But for some reason, he was right to put on the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
Oh, yeah.
He was right guy.
Well, again, if, you know, they're going to do what you want, that's kind of the only, isn't that the only experience you need?
Yep, pretty much.
The only thing you need on your resume?
As long as you love dear leader.
855-752-4842. Ann from Chippewa Falls is on the line. Good morning, Ann. Thanks for joining us. What do you want to say?
Yeah, I just want to inform everyone that, yeah, Brad Schimmel must be getting all his big money from his big bros, because from Chippewa to Eau Claire, literally, there's two huge signs of Brad Schimmel, like, a mile apart. And then downtown on Water Street, there's another one of Brad Schimmel downtown.
Wow.
So, yeah, he's getting plenty of money. We need to get Susan's beautiful face out there. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Ann. Really appreciate you checking in. Brendan from New Jersey, real quickly, we're coming up against the break. Thanks for joining us, Brendan. What do you want to say?
Yeah, it's a little off topic, but I just wanted to mention that people need to know that, the oligarchy extends right to anybody with $1 billion, and that goes to the NFL. They're removing the end racism sign from the end zone because they don't want to hurt our poor little leader's feelings when he shows up. And I sure hope there's enough players in that game that had the guts Kaepernick had to take a knee and show their displeasure for how the coup is going here in our country. That's all.
Yeah. Appreciate it, Brendan. And when you bring that up, I mean, there are all kinds of groups that are being eliminated now under the Trump administration, even when it comes down to national holidays. We haven't even talked about this yet.
Yeah. And the whole thing with the NFL, too, is like, while I think it's important to say, yes, end racism, that'd be wonderful, it is the least the NFL could do in who they are as an organization. And they won't even step up to the face of Donald Trump and say, no, we'll keep it there. It's fine. Nope, they're cowards.
News is coming up next when we return. Elon and his minions. This is not good, my friends. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. After the spread of election fraud falsehoods, more people become interested in observing the Wisconsin election process. Clerks welcomed more people to watch it all for themselves, but there weren't a ton of rules in place. That may soon change. Savannah Tomei-Olson reports.
After nearly 2 years of public meetings, collecting comments, and often heated discussion, the bipartisan commission agreed on some ground rules. Ultimately, these new rules require that observers show ID, make clear when they're allowed to start watching for the day and where they need to be in terms of closeness to voters, and guarantee access to disability accommodations and restrooms. Wisconsin Elections Commission Chair Ann Jacobs, a Democrat.
The key is it guarantees observation at the time the zero tabulation is run that morning. That is the beginning of the open elections process. And it guarantees that observers have the right to be there. And that's an important part of the process. People want to make sure that the voting machines are showing a zero. That begins the time at which observers have a right to be present, even if it's before polls open at 7.
Fellow commissioner and Republican Don Millis.
Not everything is sunshine and roses when the commissioners meet. You know, we have very heated arguments, and so we had some disagreements about some of the things that we talked about. But at the end of the day, we felt that it was more important to have a rule than not to have a rule.
Their point is that if three Republicans and three Democrats on the Wisconsin Elections Commission all agree that this is the best way forward, they hope Wisconsinites and lawmakers get on board, too. The commission would like to have this rule in place for the 2026 elections. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson.
And I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A new reboot is on the way, which is not a surprise, as Hollywood seems determined to remake everything it's ever done. This time, it's a new iteration of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Star of the original, Sarah Michelle Gellar, will be part of the cast, but not the central focus. This is the second attempt at a reboot. One in 2018 did not quite make it to the little screen. When and if the show drops, it will premiere on Hulu. During a recent appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, actress Nicole Kidman told the host about her favorite keepsake, the handwritten lyrics to Elton John's famous song, Your Song. Kidman was one of the stars of Moulin Rouge, in which the song was featured and sang by Ewan McGregor. Your Song has been covered many times over the years. Great tune. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Increasing clouds with a few flurries flying around this afternoon and light snow ramping up in the evening. It may mix with a little bit of freezing rain overnight, creating some icy spots in the morning. Snowfall totals look to stay under an inch, but it'll be breezy tomorrow, blowing and drifting it around. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 12 degrees.
To everyone who craves a sweet treat with a little something special, let us tell you about our concrete mixers at Culver's.
There's so many reasons I love fresh frozen custard. It's so rich, so creamy. It's the perfect treat. But when I handcraft it with all of your favorite mix-ins and see your smiles after every spoonful, it's clear what makes our concrete mixers so special to me is making them just for you.
From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Culver's on 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
Hi, everyone. Seth jumping in here to give you our next word for our Love is in the Air text to win contest here on WFHR. Our 10 o'clock word today is love, L-O-V-E, love. Make sure you get out the Civic Media app and text on the WFHR text line, love, and you'll be entered to win our fabulous grand prize that contains not only tickets to the Bachelors of Broadway, we've got a fabulous bracelet, we've got a gift card for services for a DJ, we've got a massage, it's a fabulous prize basket. So make sure you text in
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as our friend Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio is along with Trigney Olson of the Lincoln Project, and we'll take on what's worse involving the dreaded self-checkout. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just a reminder, Tuesday, February 18th, now less than 2 weeks away, Wisconsin's spring primary election. You can check your voter registration status, find out where you go to cast your vote, and make a plan to be a voter this spring. These local elections might not be as sexy as the big ones, but they have a direct impact on your life. Even when it comes down to the school board, even if you don't have kids in that school district. I vote in the primaries and I don't have kids. I think it's important.
My tax dollars go to the schools. I don't have kids. I vote for those people on the school board, on the county board, on the city council, because those are the people who are passing the laws that drive right down my road.
Yep, absolutely. And the spring election, the spring general election, April 1st, April Fool's Day, kind of fitting here in Wisconsin. That is the big Supreme Court race between Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel. Please make a plan to be a voter. Go to myvote.wi.gov. All you have to do is plug in your address, and everything you need to know is going to come up, including where you're going to cast your ballot, who is on the ballot, and much, much more. So myvote.wi.gov. Next hour at this time, we are going to lighten things up. We got to take a breath every once in a while.
Yeah.
Audio sorbet is what we landed on yesterday.
I love that. That's so good.
A little audio sorbet for you at 11:33. Chef Ace Champion is going to join us. He's very famous in Green Bay. And we're going to talk about snacks for the big game on Sunday.
I'm just upset at the name. Like, I got Greg Bach. Half of it's famous, but I'm not a piano player.
We can ask him about that.
Ace Champion?
What a great name, right? Yeah. And then we'll wrap it up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it's the Lil Deuce Coupe edition. Stick around for that. Right now, though, we're talking about Elon Musk and his minions essentially taking over the Treasury Department, and now they have all our information.
Yep.
Social Security numbers, bank information, you name it, Elon and his 25-year-olds, they got it.
I think the youngest is 21. I think the oldest
I think the youngest one is 19.
Yeah, it's...
This from Wired, the young, inexperienced engineers aiding Elon Musk's government takeover, engineers between 19 and 24 are the ones he's sending in to take over our federal government infrastructure. Most of these guys, oh surprise, have connections to Elon. At least two of them, connections to Peter Thiel.
Well, of course.
Another immigrant who hates democracy. He has long expressed opposition to democracy, Peter Thiel. You can thank Peter Thiel for J.D. Vance. He's the one who funded J.D. Vance. 855-752-4842. Peggy from Brooklyn, Wisconsin, south of Madison. Very patient this morning. Thank you, Peggy, for waiting. What did you want to say about this?
So, I think all this smokescreen with Trump, people are missing the point. What does Elon Musk want, or what does he need? He doesn't need a thing. He's got money. He's got anything he wants. He wants to be control, not of the United States, of the world. And he has already set up some huge AI computer systems in several states already, people. And this guy he isn't going to stop. He wants complete control. Trump is just a puppet.
Yep.
He can't figure that out.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Peggy. You're so right.
No, that's absolutely. And I've long, before he became this version of himself, I have called him a Bond villain in waiting, because you don't have this much money and put out he used to be this guy about charity, helping mass transit, get off the grid, energy consumption, like bringing that down, all these things. I'm like, no, this is a Bond villain. He's going to press a button and he's going to stroke his mustache and be all in control. He's got his Starlink satellites all over the planet.
He's got $40 billion in U.S. government contracts.
This man thinks to himself that he goes to bed at night and thinks to himself, I am the president of the United States.
But I think all of those guys, and thank you, Peggy, very much. Really appreciate you listening and thank you for your call. I think Elon Musk and Peter Thiel, and there's a couple of other of those guys, very, very wealthy, very much into AI and all those things. They essentially believe they should be in control of the world.
Yeah. They think they can do it better.
Well, they know they can do it better.
It's that age old, every time you see a worldwide type of villain, I'm thinking about the movie escapes me right now, but where he says, people don't want freedom. They deep down want to be controlled. They believe that.
There are some people who do want that.
Yeah, there are, but...
because they don't want to have to think about
it. But I don't think... but that's the funny thing is the people who vote for these guys saying, oh, they're all about freedom, they're the ones who want to be controlled because they're the ones who will follow anything they say. I don't think Americans want to be controlled. I think we want some sense of order.
That would be nice.
But that's not what we have right now in Washington with a guy who has access to my mother's Social Security account.
Again, all non-elected officials.
Yep.
None of these people were elected.
Yeah. Well, and... a lot of those people who worked in those positions at the Treasury and whatnot, not elected either, but they were either appointed or hired based on experience, expertise, and just knowing what they're doing. Meanwhile, we've got five dudes from California who just are like, you know, let's recode it. Let's see what happens, man.
But see, this is a meritocracy, Greg.
Yeah.
This is all based on merit. Mm. These guys... this 19-year-old earned it.
I didn't see any sort of thing on the board in the break room saying they were hiring. I didn't realize it was a competition for the job. I didn't know they earned it. I thought it just seems like they were given it.
Does kind of seem. And like, because they work for Elon, they'll do what he says. Huh.
Yeah, you don't cross him.
No. I also think it's important, and this was me before we got on the air this morning, of course, Donald Trump yesterday sitting right next to Bibi Netanyahu saying, yeah, we're going to make sure that all the Palestinians leave Gaza and then I'm going to build a hotel there. That to me is another squirrel.
Yes.
That is meant to divert attention from what we're talking about, which is Elon Musk and his minions taking over the Treasury Department and taking control of all of our information. Senator Chris Murphy, who's a Democrat from Connecticut, said this, and we've got a couple of clips from him. I've got news for you. America isn't taking over Gaza, but the media will focus on it for a few days, and Trump will have succeeded in distracting everyone from the real story, the billionaires seizing our government to steal from regular people. Yup. That's what it is. Calvin, we have a clip from Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut. Can we play clip number one, please?
It is extraordinary how much access Elon Musk and his sort of creepy 22-year-old henchmen have to all of our data, right? They have they have information that would allow them to shut down your tax refund, your Medicare payment. They know everything, potentially. They know everything about you and your family. And the reality is that this could get dystopian very quickly, that if you were to start speaking ill of Elon Musk on social media, Elon Musk might be able to stop or delay your tax refund or your mom's Social Security benefit, in part because we have no window into what's happening inside the Department of Treasury right now.
Yes.
That's a very, very, very scary notion.
That's a real it should be a real concern for all of us. And again, I don't care if you voted for Donald Trump and you think that these kinds of things aren't going to touch you.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be very unpleasantly surprised.
And I've seen other people talking about this, and I've seen texters and callers saying things like, well, they're getting rid of corruption. They're going in there rooting out the problem. Well, there was never an overarching problem to begin with. Like, yes, you can always find efficiencies. You can root out corruption. You can always take down some bureaucracy a little bit here and there. But that's a process. To go in and to give five dudes the power to gut systems that affect us.
And rewrite code.
Rewrite code that affect us directly. That is a problem. And once again, I ask the question, make it make sense to me. Tell me why, A, this is a good thing, and give me details. Show your work. Not just, this is great. But also, why did you vote for this?
Well, I think there's going to be a lot of, well, I didn't hear anything about that.
I never
heard about Project 2025.
Me and my friends don't talk about this. This isn't a thing.
That can't be actually something that's going to affect me.
No longer an excuse.
855-752-4842 if you'd like to join the conversation. Jim from Brookfield is on the line. Good morning, Jim. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Good morning, Jay. Good morning, Greg. Greg, you were spot on. There was no overarching problem that warrants the extreme, unconstitutional, illegal measures that are being taken that is destroying our government and invading our privacy. And I just want to touch on Elon Musk. When you get that much money, when an individual gets the wealth that he's accumulated, it can affect you psychologically.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Mr. Howard Hughes,
yep.
Okay? Mr.
Yep.
Howard Hughes became very eccentric. However, I think Elon Musk makes Howard Hughes look, you know, the standard, the norm. And he's also, I think Elon Musk, he is cunning enough that he's just using Donald Trump, you know, to get the power that he wants. You know, they're probably already planning to slip Vance in there after Trump has to eventually leave office, whether or not they're going to let him get a third term consecutive. Who knows? But Elon Musk is just using Donald Trump as a puppet, I think, as a token to get in and have the exact access that he's already grabbed and claimed with these 22-year-old engineers. He's sitting exactly where he wants. You know, it could be J.D. Vance. It could be whomever. But as long as Musk has the power, he really doesn't care who's president.
No
and
doubt.
I definitely think all his wealth has affected him psychologically.
I appreciate that, Jim. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you very much for listening.
It's the second time someone has said that this is a puppet presidency today on our show.
25-year-old Marco Ellis is an engineer working under Doge. He reportedly has the ability to alter the code that dispenses Social Security checks, tax returns, and almost all other payments that the federal government makes to Americans. Musk and Trump and their respective cronies have unrestricted access now to our Social Security numbers, confidential bank information, confidential medical information, and so much more. This from Nathan Tankus, who is a researcher. There's been some disagreement in the media over reporting over whether Ellis, this Musk employee who has no former government experience, is only able to access data held by the Bureau of Fiscal Service, or if he does have the ability to take over the coding. Either way, that's all bad.
And correct me if I'm wrong, these individuals are coming through, all of them, all of the, like, deep, my friend, I've mentioned this before, my friend works for the NIH. That is a medical organization. He has no access to your money or anything like that. He doesn't talk to the president. The amount of background checks that went into him working at that organization, I'm pretty sure all these guys walked in the door and said, "Where's my badge that gets me to the lunchroom? I got work to do." There's no background check on these guys. There's no clearance.
No security clearances.
No securities whatsoever. They just walked in the door and were given total access. And that doesn't... If that doesn't scare you now, that's going to scare you eventually.
And it's going to affect all of us.
Yes.
It is. Again, I don't care if you voted for Donald Trump and you voted for this. Eventually, you are going to cross the line where you are not pure enough.
Yeah. Yes.
And then the ramifications will land on you.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll never get there. Maybe you'll always be enthralled no matter what this administration does. But at some point, people are going to cross the line that is not to be crossed.
But I guarantee you, even the most fervent supporter who is doing that thing of, that's all great, behind closed doors with a trusted person. And we're getting to 1984 territory here where you can say, I didn't really like what he did with Social Security, but I don't want to get in trouble. That's the problem.
Well, and keep in mind also that if Donald Trump gets his way and he extends these 2017 tax cuts, that is going to put us in a massive hole in the deficit.
Yep.
So they got to get that money from someplace.
And it's not Biden's fault. So just put that out of your mind because that's what they're going
to
do.
Where is that money going to come from? Mm. I don't know. Now he's got access to all of our Social Security numbers.
Don't worry. Elon will cut $2 trillion from the cut.
It's
that
done.
Out. It's
okay.
Done.
We're going to continue this conversation. If you're on the line, hang on. We're talking about Elon and his minions. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. Stay with us on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Calviente on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Before we went to the break, we were talking about Elon Musk and his minions. Essentially, now they have control. They have access to all of our data.
Yep.
All of us, social security numbers, bank information, medical records, all that stuff. But it's all good because it's Elon. It's all good. Senator Chris Murphy, a senator from Connecticut, was on cable news last night talking about this. We have another clip from Chris Murphy. Calvin, can we play that, please? Talking about the Senate's response to Elon's actions.
We were there last night on the steps of the Treasury Department asking to get in and meet with people to find out what the extent of the damage was. We thought there would be a couple hundred people with us. There were, I think, over 1,000, perhaps 2,000 people. The American people are rising up right now, putting pressure on legislators, including Republicans, to step in and do something about this. Listen, we are the minority party. Republicans are in charge in the United States Senate and House of Representatives. If we were to have any chance of passing legislation to stop Elon Musk's power grab and information grab, Republicans would have to work with us. And so we are going to use whatever levers we have to try to raise the temperature in the Senate. I am not voting for a single nominee. I'm not expediting a single nominee until Republicans join us to stop this power grab. We will go to the courts on what's happening in the Department of Treasury. We will hold rallies this weekend to make sure that Republicans know that they're going to pay a political price. We will use every tool at our disposal to try to get this crisis fixed. But we ultimately need Republicans who are in charge to take this seriously.
They're not going to, and no. They're all capitulating. And that happened yesterday with Bill Cassidy, who's actually a doctor from Louisiana, and he had all kinds of questions for Robert Kennedy Jr. because Cassidy is a doctor. And of course, he rolled over and said, well, we had a really good chat, so now I'm going to vote to confirm him.
And in the time that this video happened to now, Pam Bondi has been...
She just got sworn in.
She's got sworn in as the Attorney General.
Hegseth is in. Bondi's in.
Bob Jr. Is coasting
is
in.
Coasting on his way in. Tulsi Gabbard will soon be in.
There is a problem, and I'm going to anger some of our listeners, but there's a problem with the Democrats, especially those in Washington. They love to talk about the things they are doing and the pressure they're going to put on there and the temperature and the blah, blah, blah. I know you're the minority party. I know that you don't have the power you want, but guess what? There have been plenty of times Republicans have been the minority, and they have all the power. They talk louder, they talk faster, and they get on TV and say the things that make people upset. You are not going to the Treasury Department with 1,000 people. Great. Good start. Where do we go next?
Well, and the other thing, too, was they went to the Treasury Department to protest. No one would let them in, so they left.
Yeah. Ooh. Well, guys, it was good. Who wants to go to Waffle House? Wait, how much for an omelet? No!
855-752-4842 if you'd like to join our conversation. Ollie from the Northwoods is on the line. Good morning, Ollie. Thank you for joining us. What do you want to say?
I just want to say that in politics, but in America, we all need to be Peter Navalny's. We all need to speak up and not be afraid to rile certain factions. We need to speak up for our country and get things corrected quickly.
It's about courage, Ollie, right?
Yes, it is. And Navalny wasn't afraid to go to jail. He gave up his life for what he believed in, but he did it in a peaceful way. And we can all stand up peacefully and get this ship corrected.
Thank you so much, Ali. Really appreciate you checking in. There is a protest planned for Madison, downtown Madison, mm-hmm. today. It looks like it's sponsored by Blue Sky Waukesha. They're meeting at the Capitol at 11 o'clock, a little more than 4 minutes from now. This is going to go on today in Madison at the state capitol from 11 to 4 today. Folks expected to protest Trump's Project 2025 agenda and his executive orders. Group members also expected to talk about mutual aid, planning, and education. So if you would like to take your frustration and your concerns and throw them into something, you can head out to Madison today, 11 to 4 at the state capitol. Looks like one of the sponsoring groups is Blue Sky Waukesha.
I don't disagree with what Ollie said. I think that, you know, you got to stand up and say something. You should always work towards nonviolence. It should never be of violence. Violence will not solve the situation. But I think for our democratically elected, our Democrat leaders on the left, they got to do better than taking a walk. And they got to do better than saying, we're going to hold their feet to the fire and make the... They don't care about the fire. The Republicans set the fire. They're fine walking on it. That's the people marching is great. I love that. But it ultimately comes down to those individuals who we pay to be there to do something.
To represent us.
Like they give a damn about our information, ourselves, and our freedom. I am tired of it.
And talking about Elon Musk and his minions, not elected, by the way.
Nope.
Essentially taking over the Treasury Department. Now they have all our information. Another thing to consider is that Elon and these guys can create back doors into the Treasury Department's multi-trillion-dollar payment system that would be almost impossible to find, even if they get pushed out. Lots to digest here, but we have news coming up next. When we return, executive orders and Wisconsin farmers, they're already having an effect. We're going to find out more. We're going to talk to Darren Von Rudin after the 11 o'clock news. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We can dance, everybody's making a chance. Well, it's safe to dance, yes, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance, well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance, it's safe to dance. Oh, it's safe.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday, more visits to new legislators and members of the LGBTQ caucus, Senator Kristen Elfheim and Assembly Rep Christian Phelps.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
the Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fade.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. National Security Advisor Mike Waltz says President Trump's idea for the U.S. to take over Gaza could spark other possible solutions.
I think that is just living in the common sense, practical reality of this awful situation that's going on in Gaza and has been going on for quite some time.
And CBS's Scott McFarlane reports there's legal action after the FBI's move to send the Justice Department details on agents who investigated the Capitol attack.
Groups of anonymous FBI agents argued their rights have been violated, that they expect agents to be fired, and that the current investigation is an act of political retribution.
The police chief in New Albany, Ohio, says a suspect's under arrest for a warehouse shooting that left one dead, five wounded.
We don't have a motive at this point. From everybody we interviewed, which was quite a few people, obviously, there's no reports of any type of confrontation or any type of dispute that would have brought this about.
CBS News Brief, I'm Steve Kathan.